money that they spent. Take another look and take some time for him. Don't cut trees for paper, cause it hurts the environment. Stop deforestation, yeah, it's time for him. An acre of hemp makes 20 barrels of oil. No need for pesticides to poison all our soil. People got no food, they got no clothes, they got no rent. Well, it's time for hemp. Yeah.
Thank you for taking time for hemp. I'm your host, Casper Leach. You are listening to the live broadcast, The Time for Hemp, all around the world on AmericanFreedomRadio.com and on AM/FM stations all across America. It is the holidays. I love the holidays. It's a chance to express yourself in love and kindness and compassion and forgiveness and friendship. And at every opportunity, I would encourage you to do so. I got to watch Paul McCartney over the weekend on Saturday Night Live. He did five songs from his past album collections from the Beatles forward. And when he was talking about his friendship with John Lennon, he made the remark after the program that it is important to take time to say I love you when you feel those moments, because you never know when it might be too late and you might at one time or another say you wish you had. With that said, please send a letter to people behind bars who are sitting there lonely and wondering what's going on in the outside world and are sitting behind bars because of their involvement with a plant. It's amazing how many POWs, as I call them, prisoners of war, that we have out there that are sitting behind bars, and they think they are forgotten. And we need to let them know that they are not. Please adopt a prisoner, and after Christmas, continue your pen pal. Snail mail is important to people who have no other access to the outside world. You can find addresses to Eddie Lepp, whose wife, Linda Lepp, will be in the program later in the broadcast and on our front of the website. And I'll have to put up Mark Emery's new mailing address and Roger Christie. If you want to send a letter to them over the holidays, there's a chance to do so. We're going to be having Wayward Bill, as he's known by his friends on Facebook and in the marijuana movement, on as our guest tonight. And my joint host is Paul Stanford. Paul is an amazing man, hardworking activist, working up in Colorado and the founder of THCF, Medical Cannabis Clinics. Paul, thank you for taking time for hemp. Also, founder of hemp.org, too.
Thank you so much, Casper. I hope you're having a good evening.
I am, except for all this snow, but then it is the holidays.
It's that time of year. I understand there's a real cold front there in the Midwest.
There is, and but I'm sitting here warming up on a nice hot cup of hot chocolate and some good herb to keep my spirits high. And we're going to be coming back and enjoying some more good conversation with our friends here at Time for Hemp. Well, we should be going to break now because it's 20 seconds still. I don't know what happened tonight. Are we still live?
I don't know.
We are. I guess we're supposed to be. We're on break tonight, but we're running just a little bit behind. I'm not sure what's happening with the time clocks tonight. So, wow. So, Paul.
Yeah.
You got a website you want to promote besides your own tonight? I know you've got, there's like Roger Christie you're a big fan of, and there's a couple other organizations.
Yeah, Roger Christie's out there is THC-ministry.org. That's a good one. Of course, you can look right on the front of Time for Hemp's website for Roger's address and Mark Emery and Eddie Lepp's as well. And another good website for our friend George Cervantes, who will be on here a week from today, is marijuanagrowing.com. There's just tons of information on there at marijuanagrowing.com. I keep going up. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I see. The studio's decided not to take a commercial break at this point in time, and I think that is just great, and because it gives us a chance to enjoy some of the holiday spirits here. Paul, do you like a little marijuana Christmas music?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Well, here, check this out. This is one of my favorites here at
All right.
Time for Hemp.
Brings the cheer, inhale the smoke, leave. Santa
Did you like that, Paul?
That is pretty cool. Who is that?
That is Carol of the Buds, and and that's the Cannabis Choir. That's the Cannabis Choir. Yeah, and
where are they out of?
Cannabis Chorus, and I found them on YouTube, and there's a long version of it as well, too.
Well, that's awfully cute.
And I thought that you and Wayward Bill, whose real name is Bill Changelis, did I get that right, Bill?
Hello, Bill.
Hello, Bill. Studio said he was there. Maybe he can hear us, but we can't hear him.
You
never know.
That's your technicians. Okay, that's your technicians, not me.
Well, you're working now.
Did we get the last name pronounced right, Bill?
Shengelis, right.
And you're pretty busy there in Colorado, which looks like it's going to be the next hot spot. According to CNBC, in the marijuana movement, it looks like Normal's trying to get their convention there in the state, and you've got a big project that's encouraging people to become a part of Colorado. It's pretty exciting there, huh?
Yes, it is exciting. And Normal is having their convention here in April, the same time over April 20th, as we all know, is 420. And at the same time that we have the largest 420 rally in the nation.
Rock on. Well, I want to give
you have the big KushCon there this weekend.
Yep, Mike Lerner and KushCon will be in Denver this weekend. Friday,
all right, I'm going to be speaking at that too myself.
Cool. Who am I speaking with?
This is Paul Stanford with Cannabis Foundation and THCF Medical Clinics and hemp.org.
Yeah, you're a Facebook friend. I know who you are.
Yeah. You know, when we first opened there in Denver, there were 700 patients statewide. And the first 2 days we were in business, we increased that by over 10%. And I think we have a smaller fraction of the patients now, but how many patients are there total in that state? Aren't there well over 100,000?
In Colorado, there's over 100,000, and they just recently caught up on their backlog on licenses, and they're still processing 1,000 licenses a day.
Wow.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it is, and it's good for the state coffers. It makes all the other governors and mayors and people around the country going, well, gee, we could be cashing in on this too. And I don't, I'd rather see it for compassionate care, but in the long run, it's a step towards legalization.
Now, I know how California gathers their taxes. When I heard the little news blurb on the, I don't have cable, so I haven't seen the special yet. They pointed out that Colorado's collected about $2.5 million in taxes on medical marijuana. And I know Oregon's got a tax, don't they, Paul? How do they collect it? And isn't this making other states really kind of look at what you guys are doing and go, wait a minute, shouldn't we be doing that too?
You know, Colorado's farther ahead probably than any other state when it comes to regulating marijuana. In California, there is no real statewide regulation. It's done from the city by city, and a lot of cities ban dispensaries. And in Colorado, the state has basically agreed to license them. And I guess when they implemented some new laws to license them in July 1st, there were about 1,100 dispensaries in operation at that point. I think there's been a weeding out since then, and they're down to about 650 or something like that, the last I heard.
Yeah, but the $2.5 million, that just came from sales tax on medical marijuana. Our governor recently took $8 million, $9 million and used it towards Medicare to make that program solvent in the state and to balance that budget. They took licensing fees, the $90 licensing fees, and put it towards that. The money goes to the general fund, then it is allocated to the medical marijuana registry. And any money they get to keep. But anything that the state doesn't send them, the state gets to use.
Cool.
Well, I know they're issuing several different types of licenses in the state of Colorado right now. They have a license specifically to prepare food goods and what we call medibles, and a different license to be a dispensary, and a different license to be a caregiver. So there's a variety of other different licensing options there in the state of Colorado.
We are definitely regulated now.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, no other state is on that basis. That's what makes Colorado kind of cutting edge. And Colorado's medical marijuana law, you know, I operate medical marijuana clinics in 9 states. And Colorado was our 4th state to open up in for THCF medical clinics. But Colorado's medical marijuana law is the strongest in the country by far, because it's the only one that's part of the state constitution. It was a state constitutional amendment. It's interesting, too, how it passed. They turned in enough signatures to qualify, and then the state said they had not turned in enough signatures to qualify. And about 6 months later, a lady who worked in the Secretary of State's office in Colorado passed away. And when they looked in her desk, they found a bunch of signatures she had hidden away in there. Once they added those together, that was enough to qualify the medical marijuana initiative in the state of Colorado. So it was cheated off and put back on a year later, and it's been part of the Colorado state constitution ever since.
Yep, year 2000.
Yep. And so...
Why aren't the other states jumping on this? We got New Mexico, who's growing it for their patients. We got California, who's leading the way and almost made it a recreational tax. I still can't get my mind around the fact that citizens coast to coast aren't demanding that we stop spending what money we don't have on the war on drugs. This is really, and it looks like Colorado is really leading the way with an amazing example that could be easily emulated by the federal government with an executive order. Just do like, boom, sign it off with the president, and just, this is how we're going to do it. This is how we're going to collect taxes. We're going to use the money to take care of our medical problems for our senior citizens and whatever. I don't get it.
I just happen to have the drug war clock in front of me. We've spent $19 million this year. Basically, $19 billion this year on the war on drugs.
Yeah, that's money just down the drain. And, you know, it's really, though, about money and power. It's not really about drugs or cannabis. It's really about the petrochemical industry keeping hemp biodiesel off the market. It's really about, you know, the timber industry wanting to make sure their forest holdings remain very valuable so they don't have to compete against hemp fiber for paper. And there's so many different economic interests lined up against cannabis, and that's the real place to look. And as the world shrinks and our environment suffers and our people are thrown in jail, eventually we've got to stop this corporate madness and stop destroying all the environment and restore industrial hemp and allow people to grow cannabis.
One of the things that I loved most about watching this little blurb for this special for Colorado was that there was this couple that had a cooking school, and they were teaching people how to throw together recipes and make really nice, tasty, yummies for home. But one of the main ingredients was ganja, and it had to be a very good ganja with a nice aroma to it and blah, blah, a certain time. And I'm sitting there, my mouth is dropping open. And it shows this reporter walking through this huge greenhouse of plants growing as if she's walking through a greenhouse of roses or tulips growing. And yet we still got people going behind bars in other states for this. It's nuts.
It is nuts. And what happens with incarceration is basically we turn two generations of individuals that no longer are useful to society because they've been in jail. They become welfare cases, and naturally they end up in crime and back in penitentiaries. We've got to stop this cycle. It's crazy.
Yep, I agree wholeheartedly. So you're working with the Marijuana Party, is that right, Bill?
That's correct. I am now the chairman of the United States Marijuana Party of Colorado.
So are you working with, isn't Loretta Nall one of the national people out of Alabama with that?
Loretta Nall was originally our founder. She founded the party in 2002. She is now with Alabamans for Compassionate Use as their director.
Yeah, I remember when she and Mark Emery kind of were working together to try to bring it into the United States.
That is correct, and they were successful. We're now in six states. We ran candidates this year in Illinois, Kentucky. We tried to run one here in Colorado, but got killed in the caucus because everybody was an independent voter, and you either got to be a Democrat or a Republican to vote in the caucus. But we are running candidates, and we hope to run candidates here in 2012 in Colorado.
All right. Are you going to be running?
Am I going to be running now? I'm better off as a puppet figure.
I see.
And I kind of understand that. I think I heard someone once say that if all the members of the Democrat Party were to stand up and look at all the members of the Republican Party, it would be like a bowl of poop staring at itself in a mirror.
That's funny.
It is.
And true.
And true.
So how is it that Colorado is getting away with all this? I mean, what is it that's so cool about Colorado? You guys paying off the DEA? Have you got some kind of groovy hip governor that comes in and smoking everybody? How did you guys make all this happen?
For one thing, we're a progressive state. We've always been a progressive state. And also, we're a small state when you think of population. There's only 5,100,000 people in this state. And it's beautiful here. So a lot of educated people live in the state. I believe that the education mean for this state is 13 years, in the workforce. And that's exceptional. So that means that we have thinkers here. And we also have marijuana users. And we all know marijuana users think.
Okay.
So let me ask you something, Bill. Has your Facebook account been disabled in some way?
No. What I did was I was running three pages. I have a fan page created by a fan. I have my original page, got 5,000 people, and Facebook won't let you have more than 5,000, so I opened another page. What I did was shut it down a couple of days and came up with a way that I could direct all the traffic to my fan page, and now I'm taking all comments and postings on that page, and the other two basically direct people to that page to do so.
My Facebook page was disabled all of a sudden, poof, about 3 months ago, and within 24 hours, I had it all right back up under a different account name and so on. For the same reason that Bill suffered, I had too many friends, and it was more of a site that I was used to get the message out about who was on time for him, and less about who was involved in my life.
I see. It's hard to keep the soap opera off of Facebook.
Well, that, and I know that the DEA has a pretty good sized presence on Facebook. Have you been to their Facebook page?
I have no curiosity.
Yeah,
if I want to read DEA stuff, I go to the government sites. You know, where I can read the real stuff that they're doing.
We commented the other day that we would encourage people to call and give the DEA a tip if you know anybody involved in marijuana. You know, like a tip as to what kind of fertilizer they're using, or a tip as to how they're setting their lights. And you can call 1-877-792-2873 and give them a tip as to how to get a better yield out of 20 plants, as an example. So, anyway, there's an idea.
Yeah, it is. Anything, jam their phone lines. Nothing like a good switchboard campaign.
So, Paul, now out in Oregon, are you guys following some of the examples that Colorado's been setting, or are you guys taking different directions?
Well, you know, I think there's a very good chance that you'll see a complete legalization vote in Colorado, Oregon, California, and Washington in the next 2 years. And so we're working here in Oregon to just completely legalize it. And you can find out more about that at cannabistaxact.org or hemp.org. We've gathered our sponsorship signatures, and we're waiting for a ballot title, question, and summary so we can start our petition campaign. And I know Mason Dvert and the folks at Safer are working to launch one there in Colorado as well.
Well, and Ed Rosenthal seems to think that in California that Jerry Brown and the members of the California governing body are going to realize that if they don't enact some sort of legislation to regulate marijuana, not only for medicinal but for recreational use, then an initiative is going to come down in 2012 that's going to give them something to deal with. So Ed Rosenthal has a bet with Todd McCormick that Jerry Brown and the governing body will enact legislation to prevent any need for an initiative. And Todd McCormick believes that an initiative will have to take place in 2012 to make it happen in California. So that's going to be interesting to watch.
In Colorado, there's just a positioning going on right now as to who's going to get out the first legalization petitions. There is people other than Nathan and the drug policy with Nathan there that are working on it. And it's known as Legalize 2012, and it's basically based on a Jack Herer initiative.
I heard that the Denver bus ads for the KushCon had caused some complaints. You know anything about that, Bill?
Yeah, I do. The police associations and also the drug treatment people were screaming bloody murder that it's on the sides of the buses. They figure that it's sending the wrong message. I understand that they've made the modifications that they asked for, and being that it's a government agency that, you know, they're cashing in on the advertising, you know, that the Regional Transportation District recognizes as a viable ad. I mean, it's not advertising dispensaries. It's not telling you how to find a doctor. It's for people to come together to be educated. And it's in the Denver Convention Center, which is part of the city and county of Denver. So basically, you know, it is sanctioned. I mean, we have it really made here in the city and county in Denver. We legalized marijuana in 2005. We made it the least enforceable offense in 2007. And we're going to be one of the first states to legalize it in 2012. And we are the first state to have dispensary-like regulations. Basically, we have embraced medical marijuana in this state and the free market marijuana.
Brings a whole new meaning to Rocky Mountain High, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Joe Walsh had it right.
Well, one thing that there is true meaning of in the spirit of the holidays is the spirit of giving, and we're going to be giving time now for our commercial break. So our sponsors can come forward and let you know what great things they have for you. And we want you to sit around and listen and then go to their websites and let them know you heard about them here on Time for Hemp.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Treating Yourself Journal, the alternative medicine journal, is written and published by patients for patients.
Dr. Claudia Jensen is a clinical instructor at the University of Southern California and a practicing pediatrician who advocates the use of medicinal marijuana for the treatment of ADD and ADHD. Dr. Jensen, good evening.
Treating Yourself Journal has grown to be a worldwide source of valuable information on medical cannabis. And go to treatingyourself.com to check out previews of upcoming issues and events. Treating Yourself Journal provides patients methods on growing medical cannabis for themselves. Also, introducing healthier ways of taking their medicine. Look for Treating Yourself Journal at any Barnes & Noble and Borders bookstores. Go to treatingyourself.com and order two subscriptions, one for you and one for your doctor. Treating Yourself Journal, a valuable resource for the global medical cannabis movement.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics, no taboo topics, no fear of doom, no fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio, American Freedom Radio.
Freedom Files. Freedom Files, weekday, Monday through Friday from 3 to 5 p.m. Central
on American Freedom Radio.
Chinese man. that's more.
As a wicked eye creator, some gold medal for an empress. You want to lick? See the chalice happy burn. BK happy burn. Turn! Keep the ganja pipe burning. The good sense to me, come on,
yeah. Yeah, baby, keep that ganja pipe burning. That's what we're talking about. You are listening to Time for Hemp all around the world on AmericanFreedomRadio.com and on AM/FM stations all across America. It is the holidays. We want you to be involved in the holidays. Please, the best thing you can do is an act of love. Take a little blank piece of paper and put it in an envelope with some kind words to somebody who's sitting behind bars lonely and thinking they've been forgotten, all because they were arrested for dealing with marijuana. With that said, I have the attitude, as do the Tall Brothers, that this Christmas I'm going to be smoking what I want here at Time for Hemp.
Ain't none of your business what we're smoking at Christmas. Ain't none of your business. We're smoking what we want for Christmas. Ain't none of your business what we're smoking at Christmas. Ain't none of your business. We're smoking what we want for Christmas. Put down that gun and have some fun. Get out of your funk and smoke some skunk. Ain't none of your business what we're smoking at Christmas. Ain't none of your business. We're smoking what we want for Christmas.
Tonight we are talking about some of the major successes in the states of Colorado and Oregon with a good old friend of mine who's been a friend of mine on MySpace for about 5 years and a friend of mine on Facebook for a couple of years and a personal friend of mine for about a year now, Paul Stanford. You're an amazing man, hardworking activist, tightly woven into the marijuana movement, from having Jack Hare write his book in your kitchen to being involved with the major festivals around the United States and having business in so many states where marijuana is legal. Paul, I'm not certain really how this movement would be if you weren't so dedicated to seeing an end to this prohibition.
Well, you know, I'm dedicated, and there are a lot of other folks that are as well. I've just been fortunate to kind of jump in there and have a little bit of vision that allowed me to continue at this. But thanks for the compliment. I appreciate that. I think, you know, it takes a community, and no one individual can move any political issue forward. You know, I often have people ask me what I want for Christmas or my birthday, and I say, you know, I don't really want anything except legal marijuana, and you can't give that to me. So it's going to take the whole community, not just the cannabis community, but we've all got to come together and see how evil prohibition is. I mean, you know, we talk about how Roger Christie or Eddie Leff or others, or Mark Ibbery and others, are in prison. If you go to Malaysia, they'll hang you if you have 300 grams of cannabis. You know, it's pretty scary. And so we've got to stop that and make a big change here and start saving the planet with industrial hemp. And, you know, it takes everybody to make that effort. It's, no one individual can begin to do it.
Yeah, everybody needs to come out of their grow closets.
Which, by the way, I want to ask you, Wayward Bill, how is it that we don't keep hearing on the news how the DEA is kicking in all the grow rooms and the grow operations and is tearing, like they are in California? How is it that there's no big red flags being sent up? Or are they happening and we're just not hearing about it? Or are they just leaving you alone?
Well, they appear to be leaving us alone. They are leaving it up to the Metro task forces in the various areas. There are busts going on and grow rooms being kicked. It's just that the DEA isn't the first one through the door. You know, people are being questioned on their grow licenses. That couple that you saw on CNBC, Wanda and Scott, they had their grow operation visited by the police, and they moved it the next day because they knew that, you know, once the police were there, chances are maybe the DEA would come there.
You know, I've had the police, I grow in the state of Oregon with permits, and about 4 years ago they came and I let them go through and count my plants and make sure I was in compliance. Then the next year, 3 years ago, they came during our hemp stock festival, and I told them, I'm just too busy. I'm not going to come down there to help you while I'm busy. You know, and so they went away and they didn't bother me, but they came back last year, and I let them go through and count the plants last year, but they didn't even show up this year. So, you know, I'm pretty open. I show my garden on my TV show, too. I've done 565 episodes of this TV show over the past 14 years, and so I'm about as public as a person could be, and I'm sure the DEA's got a pretty long file on me, but I won't go on and on, but I think that there's safety in numbers, and if you you try to just take care of patients and follow the spirit of the law, you can be protected as long as you're following the state law.
That is correct. One of the problems law enforcement is having in Colorado and the surrounding state since the passage of House Bill 1284, the dispensary regulation law here in Colorado, is that caregivers can no longer take their excess marijuana to the dispensaries and selling it. And it is ending up out into the streets, out onto the prairie towns in Nebraska, up in Wyoming, over in Utah. And you know, regulation was good in one aspect, you know, we embraced the dispensaries, but it left the basic caregiver of five patients kind of hanging what to do with the extra marijuana or the extra cannabis, because technically, each patient's only allowed to have 2 ounces in their possession at one time.
Right, right. You know, I grow plants that produce 5 to 10 pounds at one time. So in Oregon and Washington now, too, we're allowed to have 24 ounces. So that's the largest amount that patients are allowed to have. What we recommend in our clinics is if you harvest a plant that, say you're in Colorado, that's more than 2 ounces, it still counts as one of your plants. You just don't take more than 2 ounces off of it at a time and let the whole plant hang there. And we give people examples in videos and pictures on how to do that. And that's a way to stay in compliance. But
I hope the Coloradans are listening to this.
I know that when they come through our clinic there in Denver, they see it on a video.
I was going to ask of the two states, which would a person be most happy to move to? I think in Oregon, you can have 23 ounces if you're a medical marijuana patient.
24. 24 ounces and 24 plants in Oregon.
All right. How's it work there in Colorado?
You're allowed, each patient is allowed 6 plants. And while they're in vegetation, you're still allowed the 2 ounces. They don't count medibles in weight. You know, so I don't know how that works. But still, if you have 2 ounces of hash or 2 ounces of weed, you still have 2 ounces.
Okay, and then as far as fine and taxation, How are they different from Oregon as one being better or worse or less than the other?
Well, you in both cases, the health department issues a permit, and that allows you to possess, use, and grow the amounts that are limited, you know, designated. The permit fees are about the same. In Oregon, it's $100, still $90, I believe, in Colorado, isn't it, Bill?
Yes.
And so you turn that into the health department, and you get a, in Oregon, it's a green card. In Colorado, as I recall, it's pink. And that's what you carry with you, or you keep with your plant.
Colorado has a red card.
Oh, it's red. Well, red, pink, you know. I always thought it looked more pink, but okay.
And you never get the same serial number twice. It's a running total. Instead of giving... reissuing you the same serial number every year. They keep it as a running total, and that's how many, you know, I guess it makes it easier.
It's that same way in Oregon as well. They keep a running total going on the card ID number. But then there are not the open dispensaries in the state of Oregon, and they certainly aren't regulated. The few that there are that are pushing the bubble here more recently. Where in Colorado, like I said, in July there were 1,100, and there's been a big shakeout. I think they're down to about 650 as of the 1st of December. So that's the first boom and bust in the cannabis industry, and I'm sure we're going to see a lot more booms and busts to come as legalization eventually takes hold.
Yeah, that's what I think is so exciting. That's why I enjoy having the two of you on the program together this evening. It's because those people who are sitting in states that are oppressed by horrific laws and nasty policies can actually see a light at the end of the tunnel and see how Oregon and Colorado are going to end up being blueprints and fine examples for the rest of the nation to follow. I mean, we opened up the program as about how it's regenerating tax dollars, how it's saving tax dollars, and we've ended this conversation to this point as to how it's being handled and regulated in a sensible manner and being dispersed without it being a like guns in a war. It's been a really fun conversation, I think. Really important for our audience.
I have a question, Paul. Do you have cannabis cups in Oregon?
Yes, we do. In fact, there's a big one that Oregon Normal is doing this weekend. You can find out more about it at ORNORML, and that's the Oregon Medical Cannabis Awards. And I've won a number of awards there for my cannabis. But I'm going to be at the KushCon for the one that happens this Saturday, the 18th. So I'll be in Denver for that.
I'll get to meet you.
Yeah, I'll be there. I'm told I'm going to speak. I'm not sure what time. They haven't told me that, but, hey, I could talk a lot. That's why I'm here with Casper.
Well, now, Wayward Bill, we're down to about a minute where we're able to put a spotlight on your hard work. I want you to be able to put a spotlight on your website and to let people know again about your Habitation for Colorado program.
Thank you very much. I'll be happy to post it.
Well, no, say it now to my audience, please.
What do I have to say again?
Your website.
Okay, go to your website, co.usmjparty.org,
okay,
and tell them a little bit about your cannabis Habitation of Colorado.
That is correct. Colorado, co.usmjparty.org, Cannabis Habitation Colorado. We all want you to move here. I think we can swing the vote here by 2012, and we can turn Colorado into British Columbia and Denver into Vancouver.
That would be beautiful. And we'd like to have you back on as a guest sometime after the first of the year. Time for Hemp is moving to noon to 1 o'clock. I believe that is Central Standard Time, so that we're able to be a part of both the East Coast and the West Coast audience. So, Bill, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me, Casper.
And, Paul, it's been fun having you being part of this conversation. We got Linda Lepp coming on next, and I know that you've been a big champion of Eddie Lepp, and this will be an opportunity for you to talk about Roger Christie as well. We're going to be focusing on the POW. So with that said, everybody at home, we're going to be taking a commercial break. So that means it's time to fire up and pass it around while you listen to our sponsors and go to their websites and let them know that you heard about them here
on Time for Hemp.
If you want the best in engine protection and need to go the extra miles between oil changes or worry about your car in the heat, you need AMSOIL, the original synthetic motor oil guaranteed for up to 25,000 miles or 1 year. If you're looking for a twice-a-year oil change, try our lower-cost XL Series 7,500-mile oil. See the whole line of automotive products and support American Freedom Radio at the same time. Just go to AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the AMSOIL banner. You'll be directed to the store. So for the best in fuel additives, gear oils, innovative greases, just about everything for the fleet, use only AMSOIL. And get there by visiting AmericanFreedomRadio.com and clicking on the link. It's made in America on the shores of Lake Superior in Superior, Wisconsin. Preserve your cars, save fuel, and help American Freedom Radio grow. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the AMSOIL banner.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
THCF Medical Clinics are the premier medical marijuana physicians clinic in the USA. THCF has offices across the United States from Hawaii to Michigan and in California, Oregon, Washington State, Montana, Nevada, and Colorado. THCF Medical Clinics has helped approximately 150,000 medical marijuana patients obtain their permits to legally possess, use, and grow marijuana. If you have chronic pain, multiple sclerosis or other neurodegenerative diseases, gastrointestinal disorders such as GERD, IBS, AIDS, cancer, spastic conditions, seizure disorders, or glaucoma, call us at 1-800-723-0188 or go to hemp.org. That's hemp.org. THCF Medical Clinics at 1-800-723-0188.
Warning. Warning. American. Warning. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach, Monday through Friday, 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. Central, only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
Join us here at Time for Hemp to make a difference. And by doing so, we've been asking you throughout the program to send a letter to people who are behind bars. One of the people we've been talking about throughout the program has been Eddie Lepp. And Paul Stanford and I, Paul is tonight's joint host. And Paul, of course, is the founder of hemp.org. And we are being joined by Mrs. Eddie Lepp, Linda Lepp. Linda, thank you for taking Time for Hemp. I don't know if you've had a chance to meet Paul. Paul, Linda, Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Hey, how are you, Linda? I haven't seen you in a while here, but it's good to hear from you.
Well, I'm doing well, thank you.
Good, good. And so Eddie is locked up here for how much longer?
Well, until 1918, unless we win the appeal that we have just started.
I see.
I mean, in 2018, not 1918.
Do you want to tell the audience who are out there and don't really know who Eddie Lepp is, how Eddie ended up in jail and what led to his incarceration? He's been a political activist. I know he spoke at our Hempstock Festival here in Portland and in Seattle at the Hemp Fest, a much larger event, and he worked closely with Jack Herer. Do you want to bring the audience up to date?
Okay. Eddie started growing marijuana for his previous wife, who was also named Linda, who was very sick and had cancer. So he grew a crop for her and was the first person in the state of California to ever win his case for medical marijuana after we passed the medical marijuana law. After that, people came to Eddie because he had won that case, and Eddie is a minister, and he started allowing people to use his property to grow marijuana, and he ended up getting busted for it, and he's now spending 10 years in federal prison in Lompoc, California, away from all of us. And it's, you know, it's pretty hard. But his spirits are pretty good, and he really likes to get letters from people.
But now, how many plants was Eddie growing?
There were quite a few plants. It was a pretty big grow. They stopped counting at 32,524. Plants.
Okay, but so that's the number of plants that he's behind bars for. Is that right?
Yes, yes.
I mean, it's not like he was growing five or six plants.
No, he was growing. There were quite a number of plants being grown on the property, but it was a medical grow, and people purchased the plots and grew plants there. It wasn't Eddie didn't grow them all, but it was his property.
I know, but I needed to put it into a little more perspective because it sounded like, you know, he was just growing a few plants.
No, he was growing. He was making a statement. I obviously, you know, people need their medicine and they need a safe place to grow it. And the law had passed many years prior to when Eddie did this, and still nothing was happening at the time. You know, people needed help, so that's what he was trying to do.
He stood up and did it in a very public way.
Yes, he did, right on the side of the freeway.
Time, he went back and did it again a couple of times. How many series of raids were there? And when did they happen?
Three. He was raided, well, in the 90s when he won, and then again in 2002, 2004 and 2005, I think it was. And he's in jail for all the plants and 2005.
I see. And so it's been about 2 years now that they've had him?
Well, a year and a half. He went in on July 6th of 2009.
I see.
And I understand that Ed Rosenthal has put together a way that people can help, and there's an organization, Green Aid or something like that.
Ed Rosenthal has an organization already called Green Aid. Well, it's an organization for the Legal Defense and Education Fund for marijuana offenders. He's added Eddie's name onto the site, so if you went to www.greenaid.com, anybody could help us out if they so desired, and then type in Eddie Lepp's name, and you can contribute right there.
And
help
that
Eddie.
Means you can contribute to his commissary money, so Eddie's got money to buy items that he needs while he's behind bars, whether
it's
soaps or foods that might be more healthy for him. So it would be a good thing. And then how can they help you? Because I know you're having problems being able to get up to see Eddie because of the distance. And there's got to be a way that people can help you go and visit him.
Well, if they donate to Green Aid, I'm sure that they could, Eddie could okay some money being spent for me being able to go to visit him, maybe.
How far?
I have a really old car, and he's 6 hours away, and I have over 200,000 miles on this car that's falling apart. You know?
I see. So about 300, 350 miles or something like that?
Yeah. Yeah, one way, you know? And
yeah, each way. Wow.
Yeah, so it takes a bit of money more than I have to be able to visit very often. I haven't got to see him since before Thanksgiving. I'm hoping there's a Santa Claus out there somewhere.
How's it going in legal appeals on his case? What's going on with that?
The papers were filed on the 23rd of November for his appeal, and it will take a couple of months for them to respond to that, if they're going to agree whether there's even an appeal there, which we are pretty confident there is.
Well, we got to sign off here, and Linda, we'll have you back on next week to give us an update on Eddie, and we're going to be having Paul back next Monday as a joint host. And Paul, who will our guest be?
George Cervantes, the
Jorge.
Marijuana Jorge, exactly.
Absolutely, nice man, very nice, fantastic.
He's
a great guy.
Here. So remember, next time you hear me, you'll know that it's time for hemp.
Self Journal, the alternative medicine journal, is written and published by patients for patients.
Dr. Claudia Jensen is a clinical instructor at the University of Southern California and a practicing pediatrician who advocates the use of medicinal marijuana for the treatment of ADD and ADHD. Dr. Jensen, good evening.
Treating Yourself Journal has grown to be a worldwide source of valuable information on medical cannabis. And go to treatingyourself.com to check out previews of upcoming issues and events. Treating Yourself Journal provides patients methods on growing medical cannabis for themselves. Also, introducing healthier ways of taking their medicine. Look for Treating Yourself Journal at any Barnes & Noble and Borders bookstores. Go to treatingyourself.com and order two subscriptions, one for you and one for your doctor. Treating Yourself Journal, a valuable resource for the global medical cannabis movement.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com, and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Welcome.
We're now in the approach phase. Everything looking good.
Ready to go. The old output.
Going good.
Five. Right.
Copy.
Three.
Two.
One.
Freedom Radio.